So how do you kick off the start games now?
That'll be an interesting one with the new rule, with the touchback coming out to the 25. I'm sure we're all going to research and see. Obviously, there's two schools of thought. One, you bang it out and you give them the ball at the 25. The other one is you hang it up somewhere around the goal line with, you know, great hang time and location, and you cover it and hope to gain, you know, tackle them inside the 20 or at the 20. So it's a five-yard swing there.
Do you think more teams are going to maybe try to kick it higher and shorter to try to keep them inside the 25?
I don't know. I mean, we've been looking at a lot of college tape, and they've had that rule for the last couple of years, and it's a mix. You know, there's some teams that feel probably good about their athletics ability, and they'll hang it up there and try and keep it in. There's other teams that just bang it out. So I think it'll be a mix.
But I know that, you know, when they calculate average starting position, it includes the touchback. What is the average starting position, at least as far as you're aware, on just the kickoffs that are returned? Do you have an idea?
No. I mean, like, usually it's around 21 and a half, 22 with the touchbacks. So I don't think it'd be that much, you know, maybe 23, 24 off the top of my head.
Do you find it curious that this is the way that they're going? I mean, they essentially wanted to eliminate the violent collisions, but now this seems to increase the number of kickoffs that are returned.
It could. You know, we don't know what the result's going to be, so we'll have to take a good look at it. But everyone wants the game safer, and so we're all striving to do that with how we teach tackling, blocking, and so forth. So, you know, when they made the move 5 years ago now, it decreased it quite a bit, you know, with the touchbacks.
Just kick it out of the end zone.
Sorry. Does this change how you maybe coach the kickers? Because, you know, I guess in the past the idea was to knock it out of the end zone. And do you now put more emphasis on, I don't know, directional or, you know?
We've always been directional. We've maybe kind of brought it in a little bit more so than when it was kicked off from the 30. Just to kind of the power zone is kind of between the hash and numbers. So teams may be working more on location to help them out. But, you know, with the weather that we play in, we've always got to be prepared to kick and cover. So we don't just line it up in the middle and bang it out like some teams do.
Tom, I'm curious about the extra point thing, which was, you know, moved back last year as an experiment. Now they put it in. You guys didn't have much trouble with it at all last year.
Well, we had one slip up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So how did you feel that it went? Are you surprised that it was passed?
No, I wasn't surprised. I mean, they got what they wanted. They want that to be a more impactful play, and it was. Mm-hmm. You know, because all of a sudden you got a six instead of a seven up there. It changes things.
Sure.
So the interesting thing is there's been a lot of times when you kick it, you know, from the two, you see that ball is not kicked well, and it's veering off to the right, and now some of those are coming back to hurt the kickers. I think the thing that's different is it's a different emotional play, because when you kick a PAT, you just scored, right? When you're kicking a field goal, you just failed on offense, so you're going out there to try and save. So I think mentally it has a little bit something to do with it, and a lot of times the kickers, you know, they've always got to be on guard, because now it's a sudden change. And you got to run out, kick the PAT, 33-yard field goal is different than kicking it 20 yards. So I think the emotion, and they're getting used to it, but it's impactful on the kickers. I mean, it's you can see how it affected some of the guys throughout the league.
Why do you suppose that things went so smoothly here? You guys, as you say, you were
Good. Josh is a very good kicker. He's been very active for us in his time here.
No question about
so,
that.
So, you know, the thing I was encouraged about last year was we had three snappers. And that operation sometimes gets overlooked, and there's a rhythm to it, and they get used to working with each other. And now all of a sudden you take one of those components out and you put a new one in, and we had a new holder this year. So Josh did a really good job of hanging with it and making it work.
And that leads to the other question I really wanted to ask you. Diasi was re-signed, and he's coming off of the wrist surgery. What kind of confidence and expectations can you put on him going into camp, knowing that he's come off of a procedure?
You know, I've got all the confidence in him and the medical staff to get him back to where he needs to be to compete. And we always want to bring competition in. Sometimes it's harder at the specialist positions due to roster numbers. But, you know, we're excited to have Tyler in with us. We had a week to work with him, and he had to play in the last game of the season. So
kind of have a little bit of an idea what he's like on game day. Just a lot of times you don't know that when you just get a guy in off a workout. So we've had an extended workout with him, and it'll be a good competition between the two guys.
Is there any word on Josh?
I haven't heard anything yet. Yeah, it's kind of been slow in the kicker market so far with the free agency, so we'll see.
When you look back over Brad's performance last year, I mean, did you see growth in him?
I did. I like his mental state. I like how he competes. He's really good in those aspects. Obviously, there's things that, you know, we talked about that he wants to improve going forward. And the thing that was a little bit tough, just I think for the whole punt team, is we got him after training, after preseason. So we had him week one. So didn't have a whole lot of time to assimilate everyone to kind of get into a rhythm and a flow of how he punts and how he kicks. And the other thing is at the start of the year, offense did a really good job, and we had a lot of plus area punts. So those were a lot of punts that were down, you know, inside the 10, inside the 5. And then, so I think it'll be better having a full off season with him for everyone around him and himself going forward, just to get into a rhythm so we can cover better.
What in particular, if anything, do you want to see him take the next step up?
Just the consistency, you know, with the hang distance and location. I think that's something all specialists and all players are striving for, is to be more consistent.